Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda in rainy, rainy Southern California, and I have my co-host Margaret Sheldon on the line in Boston. How are you?
Yes, I'm well. I have had I've had one of those weeks where I have spent far too much time staring at a computer screen and not enough time in my studio.
Staring at your easel?
I'll just let... I don't stare at it, though, right? That's the beautiful thing. Time disappears, you paint, you get into it, you get a chance to think, kind of think inside your head instead of thinking, you know, outside and using your mouth talking to everyone. But it is what it is. I'll tell you what, I am the most naive person in the world when it comes to the way airlines work. I just want to say that. If anybody listening can help me, I cannot figure out how to get myself and my husband to Australia without it costing me an arm and a leg. Because we have points, but let me tell you, Leslie, we don't have enough points to get to Australia.
Well, it's really far away from Boston. It's really far away from Southern California.
You know, getting to California is cheap. I can do that round trip for $300.
Then why don't you do that? Can you use points from California to Australia? Just saying.
You know, the Boston to California leg is so short compared to the California to Australia leg. So, and this week it's Cyber Everything Week, right? So everyone has been snagging great deals on everything. We had Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. And I've been staring at the screen trying to compare how many points can I use on this and if I upgrade that and what are the seats.
When are you guys
going to
go?
I'm getting a PhD.
When are you going to Australia?
You know, that's another
spring?
Thing. I don't like – we're completely flexible.
That's
late winter, spring. But because of that, you know, I don't like to keep entering the same dates because I know that signals the little computer bots to – reduce the number of seats available. Anyway, that's enough. This isn't about art, although anyone who travels for art probably, you know, suffers through this. But so as a result, I am so happy that we're doing, I don't want to call it like a lighter show, but it is. This show doesn't require the kind of, this show was fun to put together. This wasn't the kind of like mental exercise when you're interviewing someone and you know you really want to get to the heart of who they are. I'm like really
or the
I'm
original idea
so
you
forward.
Had to do a show on Spotify.
No,
which is a,
not Spotify.
Which is a
Spotify.
If you don't know what it is.
Spotify.
It's a
wait a minute.
Kind of an app.
No.
Am I just talking over you? I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm being super
That's
rude.
Okay. You said stop.
No, I was going to say
Spotify.
People are listening are probably wondering what the heck Spotify is. It is a...
No, hold on. You did it again. Leslie, stop. It's not Spotify. Spotify is the music.
Shopify.
Shopify. Okay, we
That's
just
why we didn't
our
do
audience.
A show on it. Okay, let's talk about... That's kind of weird how similar they are. But yes, it's called Shopify, and it's a kind of an app that you can use to sell things online. And it's really important. And my response to Margaret was, that's a fabulous idea, but there's no way I can know everything about it before the end, before Christmas. So in January, I promise we will do a show on not Spotify, but Shopify.
Right. And for anybody who wants to do research, but the beauty of Shopify, from what I can see, is you can sell directly from Instagram if you use it. That's all I know about
it. Yeah, and you can just tap it and go straight to a buy option, which is super cool for artists. So, no, we will have that show. It's a great idea, and I can't believe we haven't done it yet. But it's because I don't know enough about it to actually do a show. In fact, I think I need to go back and listen to the very first show we did on Instagram, because I remember cramming for that show, trying to figure out Instagram, and I'm terrified to listen to what it said.
Well, here's the good news.
Now
Instagram
it's like, you know,
so much.
No.
Yes,
now I use it
too,
every single second. And back then, I was barely on it when we did the show, and I'm sure that some of the stuff I said, if I listened to it now, I would die. Like, no, Leslie, that's not exactly how it's done.
I think it was probably how it was done then. So there you go. All right, why
who knows?
Why don't you tell what we're going to talk about today? Because I'm sort of excited.
Don't you want to hear how horrible my month is?
Why?
I'm kidding. Pardon? Because I'm just slammed.
Although, horrible.
I feel like I'm finally making progress on decorating our home for Christmas. And as you know, I'm kind of a home decor blogger / artist. And maybe / artist. And so getting my house all in order is great because we're doing that party again in December where I cook for 250 people. And usually I'm like decorating the house that week, but we're doing a movie at our house from December 10th through the 15th. And this is what's killing me. I need to hire someone to take down every single stitch of Christmas decor and put it away on the 9th of December and then come back and put it back up on the 16th. And it kind of like, it kind of makes me sick to my stomach because it just means that I have to, as much work as I'm doing, putting all this stuff up, it has to come down. Because the movie is with, I don't think I can say, I'm just going to say it's with Ben Affleck. And it is a Thanksgiving scene at our home. They're like 3 weeks ago, it would have been perfect. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, well.
It's crazy. It's very exciting.
I'm, sure
I'm going to hang out with Ben.
A while. I would rather hang out with Jen.
Yeah, I get
I
me
sort
too.
Of love.
Okay, so
okay,
just in case, you're actually thinking about Christmas shopping, which is so far on my radar, I don't even know when that's going to happen. We're doing a show on gifts for artists and their friends because it's just kind of a timely thing to do. There's always great new stuff out there. And Margaret was at a workshop with some of her friends. And I guess one of the ladies brought along sketch pads as a gift for each of you, which is so sweet. There's one of those moments where you think, oh, man, I should have brought gifts for everyone.
Absolutely.
I hate that.
Absolutely.
I hate that. And I guess everyone's sharing images of the sketches that they're filling the little books up. And it's just a thoughtful gift. And it's amazing. So today's show is about gifts for artists, and it doesn't matter if you give or receive. And keep that in mind because
right.
Margaret put this list together, and there are some really clever ideas of gifts you can gift that actually don't cost money, just a little bit of time, which I thought is very impressive. So some of these I did have to ask Margaret what a couple of these things were, embarrassed to say. But the first one, alcohol inks. They're showing up all over Instagram. They're versatile and fluid, and they're fun, and they're not very expensive.
No. I love watching what people are posting. I think I could probably spend a weekend playing with those, huh? Have you ever done them, Leslie?
I haven't. I haven't. But I want to. I mean, I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah. So
we had
I
a gal,
be thrilled if that showed up. Yeah.
We had the gal in the workshop in Cape Cod that worked a lot with them. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Sandy. Yeah.
But Sandy. But they just look like so much fun in the way the colors move and blend, and then they do clever things that make them suddenly, I don't know, it just looks like you could do some really beautiful things with it. So
yeah,
great gift for anyone, especially
I agree.
People like trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our second item, and I have to admit I've been getting catalogs. I'm getting all of the gift catalogs, the food catalogs, and I've even started getting some of the bulb and spring planting catalogs, but my favorite of all are the art catalogs. And I keep eyeing these little these soft pastel starter kits. And in the same vein, you know, I'm a huge fan of the really small, maybe 8-pan watercolor sets that are, you know, they fit in the palm of your hand. And after I wrote this, I thought, oh, for the watercolor, just in case anyone in the world hasn't seen them, the watercolor brushes that have the empty barrel that you fill with water so you can take
right.
with you, if that isn't the greatest thing ever, you can really take so little. Throw it in a Ziploc bag and you can carry it, you know, over your shoulder. But it's sort of that way everybody talks about sketching. It's kind of a fun way to do it and very inexpensive. For under $20, you can give your artist friends a really nice little present. So,
yeah, I would put that brush on my Christmas list, but I already own two.
Ah, well.
I know, they're awesome.
Yeah,
okay, we have a lot of gifts. So
yeah,
if I don't talk as much, and I'm not saying anything to you, Margaret, because you're the one that put this list together, so you need to talk more than me. But the next thing is appropriate pads of art paper for pastels or watercolors. They even have the oil paper you could buy. I mean, what a great gift. It's kind of a fun thing to do for exploring, trying new things out, maybe doing a quick little painting before you hit the easel. Just a great idea for a gift.
Yep. Next up are storage boxes. This is not a sexy gift, but you know what? Everyone loves getting them. I've seen them, you know, Art Bin is one big manufacturer. And
mm-hmm.
I have to say, I recently bought one, probably an impulse buy at the counter, and I put together a starter kit of my old materials because I have so many people who tell me, oh, I would love to paint with you sometime, but I don't have fill in the blank. So I think that would make a terrific present for someone.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, this next one, I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what is a light pad? I wasn't thinking of like an electronic thing. I was thinking of a pad that didn't weigh very much.
Yeah.
A really light art pad that you can easily carry around your studio.
That's it. Lightweight. Same thing.
But
so
apparently
you know
a light pad
now?
Is like one of those lights that you can put something over it so you can see through.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Got
it. It basically is a self-contained, they're very thin now. Glass,
mm-hmm.
glass surface usually. You plug it in and it lights up. You can vary how bright it is, but it
mm-hmm.
allows you to drop a sketch down if you want to sketch, you know, tracing. It allows
you
to trace through. So if you're trying to refine a drawing, they're so versatile. And I got one for calligraphy and I end up using it for everything else. Great. And
oh, what a great idea.
Sizes.
What
yeah.
a great idea.
So it's really
fun.
Oh,
I love that.
Right. You put the guidelines underneath, and then all your lines are straight. Okay.
Yep.
This brings us to, we're staying in the glass vein now. I'm telling you, I think this is a great present, a new glass palette cut to the size of whatever tabletop you're using or wherever you set up your studio. But, you know, anyone can, I hate to be sexist, but this is a great gift for a husband to give to you if you're a painter, because all they have to do is go to the glass store. They cut it. They'll bevel the edges. And I didn't know this trick. The reason mine got scratched up was because I was using a single edge blade to clean it. You need to knock the corners off of that blade because it's at the very edges where it's like a 90 degree angle. That's what scratches your palette.
Right.
So
right.
other than flipping it over, I think a new, oh, John, I think a new glass palette would be a wonderful gift this year. I may circle that one and leave it on the kitchen counter.
Good
yeah.
for you. The next idea are new lights for your studio. And there are so many different lights you can get. You can get the, is it called the Ott light? Is that the one I have? I think it is.
Yep.
They come clamp on. They come freestanding. You can get pole lamps that go super high up. And I know everybody loves those. So there's all different price ranges, but I tell you, especially in the wintertime, you know, today it's raining in Southern California, which happens like, you know, once every 2 months, and it's like dark outside. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it's that time of the year where light is really important.
Yeah.
And it's not good for your eyes.
Yep.
And it's not good for your paintings, because if you can't see, you're going to take that painting out of your studio and be like, uh-oh,
yeah.
what did I do?
Right.
Yeah, and
absolutely
daylight is
true.
Important, so very important.
Yeah. Okay, the next one, I like to do sketches in black and white. And I often use, you know, the little felt tip pens or the roller pens, more the felt tip for me. But I recently, because of those wedding invitations, really got into all different beautiful pens and nibs and inks. And one great source for this, by no means the only source, is John Neal Bookseller. That's N-E-A-L. So
mm-hmm.
John Neal Bookseller, you cannot believe it. Papers, the pens, all sorts of pens. Another one is Paper Ink Arts, all one word, Paper Ink Arts. And let me tell you, as people who like to draw, you will go crazy.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's awesome. I love this idea because this is a very simple gift that you can take when you're meeting an artist friend during the holidays for lunch. You can, I mean, you can do this very, very easily. And it's just pencils of either assorted softness or colors. Tie them in a bow. You could put them in a small vase. I mean, it's really, really just a really nice, thoughtful gift. You know, we all love that new pencil. We all do. Hello.
Yes.
And it's a great idea. Next time you're at the art store, throw 5 or 10 of them in your cart just so you have them and a little bow on them, and it's just a really thoughtful little gift.
Yeah, I love it. A bouquet of pencils. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I
know.
All right,
the next one, I have a friend's husband who keeps telling me I should get one of these. I don't want one of these, but he thinks it's the coolest thing he's ever seen. It's an image projector. Now, you can get really basic image projectors, or you can spend $1,200 on one. This one that I think it's floating around Facebook now, or they must be doing ads, but it's called Lucy, L-U-C-Y. And it's more like the old school overhead projectors, and I know it's got a pretty decent price point. But this is the one you have a drawing, and let's say you want to do a mural. How do you, you know, other than gritting it out and losing your mind, if it's a real mural, you can use this to project your image onto a wall, and then you can draw right, you know, over it. So I think if you want, somebody wanted to have some fun, talk about fun home decor projects, I could just go to town on this. But one tip is that there are lots of YouTube videos on all of these different image projectors, and I think it's worth checking out, especially if you're maybe thinking you would use one, and why not have Santa put it under the tree.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Yupo paper. And this is showing up everywhere. It is great for watercolors, whatever else you can dream up. And what do you use it for, Margaret? Or what would you use it for? I know it comes in sheets.
Well,
you can get them like by 9 by 12 or...
Oh, yeah. I have never used Yupo paper, but I'm in an art group, and there's a couple of the artists that do use it and do wonderful things. I love the feel of it. It's got a very distinct, I don't know, if I call it slippery, that's not quite right, surface. But
it's polypropylene.
I
know that.
Yeah. They can actually, you can erase your watercolor. And a lot of people will get their watercolors to move on it, not unlike what alcohol inks will do. So I think, you know, if you're curious about it, you can certainly, again, plenty of YouTube videos. Oh.
Margaret, we just lost you. Are you there? Margaret?
Hello?
Oh, wait, are you there now? Margaret? Okay, well, Margaret's hung up for now. She will be coming back. But I'm going to continue on, and the next idea is travel kits. These are small sizes of things every artist needs for a road trip. And what a great idea to put something like that together, kind of like a little to-go bag. You could put it in just a canvas bag. You could put it in a nice paper shopping bag. And just think of the things that you think an artist would need, and it would be anything that an artist needs for a road trip. So, and of course, don't forget the alcohol wipes, which I think is funny. Margaret, are you back with us? No, she's not. Okay, we'll keep going. All right, the next one is dedicated luggage for art supplies. And the reason why I like this idea so much is I have I have like luggage. I've got a backpack. I've got rolling open carts and actual luggage that I use, and it's a way for artists to kind of pack and go. Margaret, welcome back. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I don't
know
why, but Blog Talk Radio dropped me. Smart. All right.
Well,
you were talking about travel kits.
Yes, and it's just important to be able to have, you know, different sizes of things. But I was also talking about dedicated luggage. If you've got, for example, like a plein air small little, you know, pull suitcase or whatever, having that so when every time you travel, you don't have to go through and think, okay, what did I rob out of my plein air supplies last time? If you've got it already packed and ready to go, I think it's a great idea and a great gift.
You
and
know,
something
I saw
we
woman,
all may want.
Yeah. I saw a woman who traveled to a workshop. She had to fly, and she had all of her supplies in a carry-on luggage, and she said, I don't care if they lose my clothing. And she didn't have her oil paints, but she had, like, her, you know, she had her plein air easel. She had her everything. She figured she could borrow paint, but she wasn't going to be able to replace her setup. So hats off to her.
Yep, definitely.
All right. Next up, you know, this is where one writes from one's own perspective. Hats or other sun protection. I have yet to find the perfect hat, but Lord knows I try. And I think if you're going to give someone a hat or, you know, now they have those sun protective shirts, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Make sure the item is returnable. I will say that, gosh, it was the same person who gave us the little sketch pads on another trip, showed up with art-specific baseball caps for everyone. I can't even remember what they said. It was like,
oh, wow,
I'm an artist or something. So I think, yeah, I think you should be clever about it. But everybody needs to be, especially if you're outside, you need to be watching that sun factor.
No, absolutely. It's so important. It is so important.
Yeah.
Another gift idea, camels and matching floating frames. Now, you can, there's a different kind of budget parameter here. You can just give some really nice panels, some gesso boards with a ribbon on them, which would be a super cute gift.
Yep.
But if you want, you can also add the a floating frame, which would be great. That fits the actual panel. So it's just a wonderful idea, Margaret. Absolutely love that.
Yeah, well, ampersand.
And if you don't have enough, come by my house because I have plenty.
Ampersand is actually starting to sell them made for their panels. And I haven't seen them yet, but I think it's clever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, next item. And I think this is just a great gift, but a new studio chair. Now, I was thinking specifically of, you know, sort of a drafting chair with an adjustable back and all of that. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, I spend just as much time in an old, stuffed, upholstered wingback chair that's in my studio because I stand a lot when I paint. But I do love having a decent chair in there because, you know, it, I don't know about everyone else. Like, because, you know, John's an architect. I used to be an architect. We used to always have like falling apart chairs. Like they'd be replacing all the chairs in our offices and we would, everybody had first dibs, you know, you could bring one home. So we always had sort of the ones that were, man, there's nothing like a good chair, especially if you're spending serious time in your studio.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. Totally makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember one time, Dreema came to visit me and she brought me a chair for my studio.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. Oh, and it was one of those ones that I could literally, like, scoot across the studio because it was on wheels. And
I can
still
see
have it. I still have it.
Good.
I love it. Okay, the next idea is a Husky tool chest from Home Depot for studio storage or Ace Hardware or Lowe's or wherever. But one of those big tool chests is really great. It is really great.
You know
great.
What? They were on sale last weekend during the cyber sales, and they had $200 you could get a double one. They were nice, so keep your eyes out because for me that is the single most. more important than my easel, and I don't say that lightly. It is the most important piece of equipment in my studio.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a funny story that I am doing a promotion in a week and a half with Ace Hardware, and I had to pick three items from them from a list they gave us, not like the whole store, but a list they gave us, the gift items. And the first one I picked was the Craftsman double, tall black, exactly what you're talking about, this metal storage thing, and I got it for me.
I don't blame you.
I'm not giving it to my dad or my husband or one of my brothers or one of my sons.
No.
I'm keeping it. So I totally get what you're talking about.
And you'll use it more.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
And that's what I have my glass palette cut to fit. It drops right on top. Heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, artists, that's the one you really want if you don't have it. You want to get one of those tool chests from somebody. Anyway, next up is the zippered pouches. Now, this is another one of the less expensive gifts. I think they are so much fun. A zippered pouch is great. You can fill it with things like erasers if you wanted to give it filled, or pencils or pens or, I don't know, do people know what an erasing shield is? If you don't, you probably want one the next time you're in the art supply store. It's a very thin metal shield, a thin metal card that has little shapes cut out of it. And if you erase, it gives you just the nicest, cleanest lines. But, Leslie, you gave me one that was like a muslin color with, I think, green dots on it, which one of my daughters saw and went, ooh, and the next thing I knew, it was gone and her makeup was in it.
Oh, I printed that, remember?
Oh, she loves it. But
I made
I think
it.
Those
yes.
are true. I know. And you had a little piece of sea glass on the zipper.
I know. I did. Yes.
Hallie loves it. Hallie says thank you.
Oh, so, well, you're pretty funny.
I love it. I can't have enough of them. I love them. So there you go.
I totally agree. There's something about having zippered pouches that makes me happy. It's really hard to explain, but I love
you.
It.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. No, I love it. Okay, the next thing. And I'm going to have to add a little asterisk to this. Brushes or a gift certificate for some, or palette knives, or a gift certificate for some. No, but everybody wants brushes. And, you know, if you can figure out a way to do rosemary brushes, you're going to make yourself or an artist so happy. Great idea.
I'm going to be really boring. I wrote this on, I don't know where, Instagram or Facebook, but after that big car crash I was in last year, 1 year ago, by the way.
Oh, wow.
A friend.
You're right.
Who I
last
had
week.
Met. Yeah. I had met a friend at one of your workshops that I dropped in. And do you know, she got wind of it. I guess she listened to the show and knew I had been banged up pretty bad. And she sent me this beautiful set of rosemary evergreen brushes, which I will be honest, while I've been in this recuperation, which I've now completed, thank you, but I hadn't been in the studio much, and I kept looking at them, and I broke them out about a month ago, and I was in heaven. But here's the kicker. I got so much joy just from looking at them. You know when you, like, look at a brush and
funny.
You feel it's spring? Like, I knew good things were going to come from that. So, yeah, I think, you know, and it's not just rosemary. There's plenty of other brushes I adore. But I think, boy, you can't it's like the promise of things to come. So brushes or palette knives are always good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to move on and say, although I'm going to be truthful, and it kills me to say this, I do not have an air purifier. That being said, I have a studio that has three walls of windows, so I do have very good ventilation. But I think a wonderful present, especially if your family is going to give it to you, is an air purifier, and they come in a variety of sizes, and believe me, you have to size it to the room. Don't spend $300 because you think it's big enough. Actually, know the size of your studio and get the air purifier that fits it. But that is an important piece of equipment, especially if you're using some of the more, you know, smelly, toxic material. But it's something I will put in my next studio when I design it. Anything like that.
Awesome. Awesome. So it's your turn? No, my turn?
Is it? Yeah,
where am
yours.
I?
You're on.
Number 21. Sorry. Okay, a stainless steel table from a restaurant supply store. I have one of these at the beach, and I use it all the time when I paint. One of the reasons I like them so much is they're taller than most tables.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not inexpensive, but you can do your shopping, because my son won one of these, and I shopped really hard. And the cheapest prices I found was not, believe it or not, from a restaurant supply store, but it was online from, like, a hardware store, like a big hardware store, which was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you a tip. Another gift that I think would be really fun is the little things that you put under table legs, or most likely put them under a bed to make the bed taller. You can put those underneath a table. That's what I have in my studio. Because I'm tall. I'm 5'11". You're tall too, Margaret. And you can put those underneath your table, and you can add like probably 6 or 7 inches to the height. It will
save your
back for the rest of your life. Yeah.
There you go.
Just go out and get those for yourself if you need them.
All right. Now we have a very nice generic one, which is a gift certificate. But I will say, if you're going to give an artist friend a gift certificate, I think you should jazz it up and maybe tie it up with those pencils, or put it inside one of those zippered pouches. You know, there's a number of ways you could be creative. If you are the person who chooses or hopes to be the recipient, I say be specific. If you are, you know, I have a son who's like, Mom, what do I give you? I think if you can tell them where you would love the gift certificate from,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd love a gift certificate from Rosemary Precious, or, you know, from whatever, you're going to be happier, and the gift giver will too, because they know you're going to be able to choose precisely what you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Along those lines, this is so clever, and Margaret came up with this, and it's a cleanup coupon. You can offer to come over and keep your artist company while clearing out a year of accumulation. That is so sweet.
Right?
I'll come help you clean up your studio if you'll come help me clean on mine. No, I'm kidding.
I have a friend who loves to organize.
But it's such a great idea.
He does it. Yeah. It's just, you know what, put on the music, get someone to help you, decide that you're going to start at 9 and quit at 1 and go have lunch. But you get so much more done when there's two people working. It's less of a chore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think it's fabulous.
I think, you know, we talked about this one earlier, so I'm repeating myself. But always, 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 artists love sketch pads. And, you know, there's so many, I hate to say this, but there's so many nice covers now. You know, the moleskin sketch pads are coming out with all different colors. You can get them from 2x2 square right on up. But I think if you're going to give a sketch pad, please tape on there a cool pen or two, because that's going to be, you know, part and parcel of the person using it and enjoying it.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic. Another idea, museum passes, maybe even with lunch.
Yeah.
But if you've got some local art friends and you want to do that, that's such a great idea. That's just a catalyst for an artist to get out and have fun and get inspired, and it's very thoughtful.
Right.
Very thoughtful.
Right. And another one just like this, you know, sort of plan an excursion day with your artist friends, whether you're going to go to an exhibit or a gallery show. I have a daughter who's always telling me, don't give gifts, give experiences. So I think the nice part about this is you can go with them. Maybe make a plan and, you know, make a day of it. But it's a great way to get people. Everyone talks about going. It's just important to set it up.
I know this is going to sound really dumb, but can I just tell you, it's raining harder than I've ever seen it rain in my entire life. The water's coming down so hard.
Don't you need it to rain hard? Oh.
Oh, my gosh. We need it to rain this way for a year. But it's raining so hard that I can hardly see out my windows.
And since all the vegetation has burned, this means there's going to be mudslides.
That's what scares me, because of all the fires we've had. Holy moly. But, sorry, if it's so loud in the background, that's why, just so you know. Okay, kind of along those lines, another idea is a book from a favorite exhibition, which is such a thoughtful idea. If you had, you know, if you had gone perhaps to an exhibition with an art friend, what a fabulous gift to follow up with a book. That would be just great. I love that idea.
Right. All right. How about the old-fashioned art magazine subscription? Right? Everyone's always hesitant to do that. But the nice thing is you can do them now print and digital or print or digital. So you could get a digital-only subscription, which is very affordable. And I'm not sure people indulge themselves enough this way. So there you go. I was happy with
that. Now, this idea is very generous to give someone else. I think you should put it on your personal list. And that is an iPad. Margaret, you know how much you've done with your pen, your iPad pen. And I mean, I think if you want to share a little bit how much kind of that has changed your, I don't know, your art. I mean, it's just been such a cool thing. I mean, I love it. Absolutely.
You know,
love it.
Here's the thing. I hate to refer to it again, but I was pretty laid up after this car crash. And there was no way I could get into my studio.
Mm-mm.
But under the tree, there was this iPad. And yes, it's an iPad Pro. It's, you know, great for graphics. And I thought, well, I may not be able to stand at an easel, but I can sure, you know, sit here at this desk or in a comfortable chair and draw for an hour. And I totally loved it. Leslie, you haven't seen the myriad fabrics and wrapping papers and things that I have ordered using fabric that I generated from these iPad drawings. If you're an artist, I honestly think there isn't a more, what's the word I want, versatile gift.
Mm-hmm.
It has virtually taken the place of my computer, and it allows me to do everything I need to do. And from an art point of view, it is mind-blowing. So I know it's not cheap, but, you know, we also told you you could give zippered bags. So
right.
We're trying to cover all in the spectrum. But the iPad, yeah, it opened up a whole new world for me. It got me drawing in a new way. So I love it.
I love that idea.
I couldn't live without it. Okay,
yeah.
We're coming down the home stretch here. But I have seen a friend of mine tote this thing called a Yeti, which is a stainless steel kind of a thermos. And
a Yeti.
And I know that for me, having hot coffee in the morning is like one of the pleasures of my life. And if you can bring it into your studio and have it stay hot, all the better. So think about things like old school thermoses or Yetis or stainless steel water bottle. But I think, you know, if you kind of have the mindset that it's something to be used in the studio, it really takes on a special meaning.
Okay, so as I sit here and drink my cold coffee, I realize how important of a gift that is. And remember I told you I got to pick out three things from Ace Hardware? Guess what the second one was? Yes.
Unbelievable.
And the
Yeti.
Third one was a Yeti cooler, which I'm going to give to one of my
sons. Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the soft one, though, so I'm kind of excited. But anyway.
No.
Okay, here's another one of those super thoughtful, time-consuming, but not really hard on your pocket ideas to give someone, and that is to host an art sale for an artist. Can you imagine if you wrapped up a little card and inside it said as your gift, I want to host an art sale for you? That is like the most generous, thoughtful, amazing gift I've ever heard of. I love that idea. Absolutely love that idea.
You know, it can be a coffee where you invite, you know, a bunch of friends around. It doesn't have to be exclusive. Do it on a Saturday morning, have a Saturday morning coffee. Saturday afternoon at 4:00. You can do a cocktail party. Like, it's wide open. But what a great thing, because you know that artist is going to make some money. They will make a few sales.
Definitely. The gift that keeps on giving.
Okay.
That's just amazing. Yeah, love
this. This is one that I ask my kids to do, because honestly, at least my girls are more up on current music that I will like than I am. And that is put together a playlist. Don't make me go through all those songs and have to add them to my playlist. Surprise me. Take my phone and put together a great studio playlist for me, and I will be forever grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be so much fun.
Or what if you offered 3 hours of babysitting so the artist could go to a class or a museum or something, or even the art store? How nice is
I
that?
I think that would be. Oh, right?
Love that. Mm-hmm. Love it. Yep.
Okay, here's one that's coming from personal experience. Maybe you have a friend who's an artist and they would love to go to a workshop, but they have a furry friend. If now, I'm not ever going to ask someone to take my dog because there's two of them and that team is too wild for anybody to handle. But there are plenty of people I know who have one dog and I would be happy to dog sit for, you know, 3 or 4 days so they could go to a
mm-hmm.
workshop. If not having a way to take care of your dog is what's keeping you from going to a workshop, I think people should feel empowered to even maybe ask friends. But if you're the friend, offer. It could be so
yeah.
easy.
No, I think that's a great idea.
And even if it's not for a weekend, sometimes people can't leave their dogs for the entire day. Maybe you
mm-hmm.
just offer to go over and, you know, let them out. Okay, you're up.
Okay, the next idea that Margaret had is beautiful scarves and jewelry from museums, which is a wonderful idea, but I want to take that a step further. You know you can go
yeah.
on a ton of sites, and you can take someone's art, and you can make a scarf. You can have things printed. I think that would be your wonderful gift, too. I think it would be super fun.
Yeah.
Honor that artist with an item that incorporates their art.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes,
I got myself
into a lot of trouble. You will see, as we go through these next few items, I was on all the websites this week, and, you know, it was a nice break from airlines, what can I say? But there are beautiful, fun things in the museum shops. So
mm-hmm.
even if they're an artist, people always appreciate beautiful note cards or any of the other paraphernalia that they print. If you know someone is Monet crazy, I promise you, if you go onto the museum websites, you will be able to find, you know, a lacquer dish with a Monet painting on it, or a plate, or any number of things. But what a wonderful thing to give. It's artsy, and it's also going to be appreciated by the person who loves that artist.
No, I totally agree. Okay, the next one, puzzles from museum shops. You can also have a puzzle made of someone's painting.
Oh my gosh, I love the way you're twisting it. Yeah. Yes. I mean,
you know I am.
This is the time of year.
The twister.
When families break.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is the time of year when families are all getting together, friends are coming over. It's so much fun when there's a puzzle on a table.
Right.
So
I agree.
I think you could really have fun with that. And along that line, okay, I was a total sucker for the next two items. Leslie, when you talk about yours, I'm just going to be swooning, but they make umbrellas. And I don't know anywhere where you can have your own artwork put on an umbrella, but I'm sure Leslie Theta could find it. But the ones that are in the museum shop are gorgeous. Whether you give or get that, I think it would be just a super fun gift.
I love it, too.
And here it is.
Tell us about number 39.
You're going to let me say it? Oh,
uh-huh.
They were so – let me just start by saying they were so beautiful. The Museum of Modern Art in New York has a fabulous website, and their gift shop has – really, you could do your entire, you know, gift list off of it because they have things for children, things for grown-up children, things for anything you could imagine. Clever, beautifully designed items, you know, award-winning designs. But the one that knocked my socks off were a pair of black leather gloves, and on the cuff was a design by Mondrian. Like, honestly,
it's unbelievable.
Next time I'm in New York, I'm going over. So, I don't know. It was pretty amazing. I hope everybody goes and looks at those just so we can appreciate the craftsmanship. But
yeah.
Anyway, I hope there's lots of fun ideas here.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great list. And I think it's a great list that you can put items on your own Christmas list, and you can also be super clever and creative in giving gifts to others, which I absolutely like. I mean, I think it's really wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, it's timely.
Have
we have a month till Christmas, so kind of a month.
Does it feel like a month, though? Doesn't it feel like it's coming fast now?
Well, I kept thinking Thanksgiving's a week earlier, so we have so much more time, and now I'm in freak-out panic mode.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is kind of scary. So, yeah.
We've already
ridiculous.
Had snow, and I think here in Boston, all it takes is a little snow for us to get in the, like, ooh, it's here. So,
yeah.
Snow is now gone, thankfully. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great time of year, and I just hope everyone can really enjoy it. Leslie, you'll enjoy it when you have the party, and then when you have your decorations pop back up on the 16th. Oh,
yeah, only I would add 5 days of filming in, 6 days of filming in the middle of December, a week before our Christmas party. Yeah.
Well,
crazy. I know no better, but it's all good.
All right.
Well, happy holidays. Margaret, great list. Thank you for putting it together. And we will be back on next week for sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.